Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the YinzCast, the official podcast of YinzCam, the premier mobile app developer in professional sports today. Once again, I am your host, Jeremy McPeak, and I am excited to be joined by Matt Haberkamp, the digital UX coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. If you work in digital marketing or strategy for a sports team or league, I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation, as Matt shares his thoughtful perspectives on app design and user experience, as well as his insights into the Packers Pass fan loyalty program and the mobile F&B experience at Lambeau Field. But before we kick off, I just want to thank you for listening and ask a small favor. If you are enjoying the YinzCast, would you take a moment and rate us or share it on your social channels? That will help us spread the word and reach a much larger audience, which we would greatly appreciate. And of course, if you have any feedback or suggestions for the show, please shoot me an email at jeremy@yinzcam.com. That's jeremie@yinzcam.com. Thanks for listening. Okay, we are back with the YinzCast. This is episode 4, and I'm joined by Matt Haberkamp, the digital UX coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course. I'm thankful for the opportunity just to share with you guys, and been working with YinzCam for a while, so it's exciting to have this launched and hear everyone's experiences in the digital space.
Well, this is a particularly exciting one for me to have you on the YinzCast. Obviously, we had a chance to meet in Pittsburgh during the NFL Team Summit last February, I believe, and got a chance to talk there. So it's good to catch up with you. But I've always had a soft spot for the Packers. I actually got a chance to spend a couple days at Lambeau Field and even sat down for a 20-minute interview with Brett Favre for a cover story I was writing for Blitz Magazine way back in the day.
Probably
2001, I'm guessing. Of course, you were probably first grade at that point. So.
yeah, something like that. No, it's Green Bay is a special place. I mean, I grew up in Iowa, so I was familiar with the Green Bay Packers, and obviously Brett Favre fan growing up, you know, playing as him in the backyard with my friends. But it's definitely an awesome place. And as much as people say it's a bucket list place to come here, it really is. You know, a game day here is just something special.
It was incredible. The atmosphere, not only there in the stadium, but just driving around the city for a couple of days. It was so cool to see every other front yard had a Packers flag either, staked in the ground or hanging from the house. And I have not seen that very often other than maybe when the Phoenix Suns were in the NBA Finals in 1993. But this was early in your season, and the whole city was a Packers city. It was just really, really a cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it's crazy how it transforms, when we know that home game is that weekend. Lambeau Field is really in people's backyards, and it's the same atmosphere you get in a college town. When it's a game day, everybody's into it. There's not a person in town that doesn't know that, the game's going on or that they're not heading over towards the stadium. So it is really unique.
Well, Brett Favre, of course, wore number 4, and this is our 4th episode, so that's fitting. I didn't plan it that way, but it worked out, so that's fitting.
Perfect.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you join the Packers? I think right out of college, it looks like, in 2015. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. I grew up born and raised in Iowa, attended Iowa State University, and had graduated with a graphic design degree with an emphasis in digital design. And leading into the 2015 season, the digital department here at the Packers opened this digital user experience position. And it was just an opportunity I never thought I would have. I was between taking a job at an agency or, having this opportunity to work in professional sports for at least 1 year, and glad I jumped ship because being able to be here and then hired a year after full time, it was, kind of a dream job you just never thought was possible growing up and being a designer. So it was a great opportunity. It kind of was just this perfect marriage of the thing you've always been interested in and the field that you've always wanted to be a part of. So it's been a fun now 5th season into it, and looking forward to continue to grow.
Yeah, very cool. I don't think I've seen any other people in sports with the title Digital UX Coordinator. So talk about your actual role and what that entails today. I know you do a lot of work on the mobile app, which we'll talk about, but what else is involved with being a Digital UX Coordinator?
Yeah, it's definitely different, especially, you know, I think professional sports tend to grow a little bit more slowly than, you know, a lot of agencies. But once I had seen that digital UX coordinator position title, you know, that was spot on for me. I had an emphasis in digital design. And what that kind of all entails is not only working on the mobile app, but looking at everything from a usability perspective and making sure that we're doing the right things to increase engagement or make sure things across all of our digital platforms are working to their best abilities, and making sure that when we develop new things that they're staying up with that standard. So, you know, it's things from our websites, some of our digital other platforms with connected TV and different microsites. So it's a good balance between design, development, you know, our content plan and things like that. So it's mixing all of them and making sure that we're, you know, meeting standards and that we're keeping our fans engaged throughout the entire year on all of our platforms.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So obviously the Yinzcast is about mobile apps and mobile strategy. Let's talk about the Packers mobile app. How many people, first of all, are involved in the app?
In developing the app?
Well, no, just on your side, how many people are contributing in different ways to the mobile app experience?
Sure. Yeah. There's three of us that work primarily on it. Duke Bobber is our manager of digital, myself, and then we have a digital media and content intern. So between the three of us, it's a lot of ideation. I'd say it's primarily on my plate from you know, keeping up with it day to day with the Yinzcam team. So just a small group, but I think we've been able to do a number of big things over the last few years.
Absolutely. And that leads me to the some of those big things. What are some of the key features or innovations that you guys are most proud of?
Yeah, I think, you know, just looking back at where we were when I first started in 2015, and I think this probably goes along with a lot of, you know, clubs. We were just a news aggregator, for a lack of a better term. You know, I mean, we put our effort into it, but we just didn't necessarily have all the other vendors or technologies, or they hadn't caught up to maybe what a club needed in the venue. And so it kind of was, you know, it operated itself. We'd send push notifications, and it just wasn't as much of a tool as it is now. And I think just seeing that growth from, you know, primarily content based to now not only content, but having that tool to get you into the venue, or you know, using it as a rewards platform, or keeping you connected with a bunch of different pieces that we now are offering just through that digital experience. It's hard to single out one. I think we've done so many different things adding to it over these, you know, last 4 or 5 years. But we've never lost that quality, and we've never lost the audience engaged with us. And I'd say that's what we're probably the most proud of.
Sure. How do you find that balance? Obviously, having it be a valuable tool and utility for fans coming to the building is important, but I'm sure you have, I didn't look up the number of the downloads you guys have, but I'm sure you probably have a couple, 2-3 million downloads, and probably a lot of those people are outside of Green Bay and may never get a chance to step foot in the stadium. So the content's still an important piece as well.
Yeah, it totally, like, it is a hard balance, but I think it's something that's probably one of our main focuses of, you know, especially mobile, because we have such a broad audience, you know, not only across the United States, but around the world, which, you know, they say Packers fans are everywhere. So it's always a good thing to have that, but probably only about a quarter of our fans, you know, live in the state of Wisconsin. And obviously we travel all over the United States for games, but just having the ability to come to a game doesn't always, you know, isn't always offered to a fan who lives in California or, you know, out in New York or something. So making sure it's a priority that we're offering things to those who can visit, whether it's a home or an away game, but also providing, you know, tools or experiences or content to those who just want to follow us because they've always done it, or because their grandfather, you know, followed the Packers when they were bigger decades ago. And so it's always been a family thing. It's been important to us to make sure we're providing the high level of experience to those who are coming to a game and who are not.
Yeah, no question. One of the things that has been particularly impressive for us at Yinscam is really seeing your focus on the design and the user experience. Can you talk a little bit about your strategy there and how you've engaged with Yinscam on it, really starting, I guess, last season and continuing into this NFL season?
Yeah, I think with my background, obviously with graphic design, there's part of that there, but just having more of an emphasis in the user experience, that digital design, I think that's it's been more of a growing focus, you know, not only in the design world as you know, people in my position have grown, but especially in sports, because, you know, we've talked about for a long time this use of a second screen, but it might not be always the way that people use a second screen in another fashion, or how social media has now changed how professional sports are viewed. So, and I go back to a quote or a graphic I had seen, I believe, on Twitter a few years ago, and it has now just gone through a number of years, and it's, you know, design is it used to be how it looks, and then it was how it works and how it performs, and, you know, now really it's how it's impacting us, it's how it's impacting, you know, how we interact with our favorite team on a daily basis, whether that's consuming content or being rewarded or, you know, coming to a game. It's keeping those fans engaged, and it's our responsibility as a club to make sure that we're doing that in the best way possible. And I think when we're going through a new project development with Yinscam, we probably approach it in a few phases. You know, first, does it function? Does it work the way that, you know, Yinscam and I and we want it to? Is it functioning the way that the, you know, third party integration expects it to? You know, does the design match our brand? And then lastly, it's, does it positively impact how a fan uses it? And does it coincide with the other features we have in our app? So it's not just good enough to say, well, it looks nice, or, you know, it works the way that we expect it to. We need to make sure it's across platform, it's across, you know, all of the features we're offering to our fans. So it is now, design is not just, you know, how it looks, it's how it impacts you on a daily basis.
Right. With that in mind, can you share any of the examples of things you guys have done to make that impact on fans?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, continuing to refine. I mean, I don't think probably over the last 2 or 3 years where we've really added, you know, bigger pieces to the app, we've never continued to, or we haven't stopped, you know, pursuing that better user experience. And it's a credit to Yinscam. I'm sure they're, you know, probably, you know, tired of me always sending over new tasks for, you know, making sure we're improving things. It's just always making sure that we're keeping up with, you know, the larger companies, even with Apple and Google and Facebook and all these other ones that have these large teams. You know, between Yinscam and clubs, that we just don't maybe have the resources always, but it's an effort that we always are trying to continue to refine and now develop new features in the app.
Right. You talked about engaging fans as well, and I know you've worked with us on some interesting initiatives, such as your fan loyalty program, the Packers Pass. Can you talk a little bit about that program and kind of what the goals are, and I guess describe the experience for fans that join that loyalty program?
Yeah, we have a kind of a couple pieces with, you know, fan loyalty or kind of like the Packers Pass is a passport program that we actually rolled out like 3 years ago now, I believe. And that was a way to, you know, kind of see who was attending training camp and then, you know, pull them back into our internal business units here at Lambeau Field. You know, training camp around Green Bay is huge. We have thousands of fans that plan their vacations or spend days here just wanting that opportunity to be up close and personal with the players. So it was a goal of ours to not only, you know, see who is attending, where they're coming from, but then reward those people for being here and give them chances to win prizes. So we've set up a footprint around Lambeau Field and our practice facilities with our third-party vendor, which was Fish Technologies, to set up a system of QR codes and being able to scan with our mobile app. And then we awarded them prizing for how many check-ins they had or if they stopped by an instant win station to, you know, win different, you know, gift cards or merch or whatever. But what it really did was, you know, took fans from only parking and going to practice, it brought them back into the stadium and, you know, showed off things that we could, you know, also give them with the pro shop or with the Hall of Fame or tours or things like that. It really helped us grow more of the experience when you came here for training camp. Separately, with our actual loyalty program we launched last year, it's a new initiative for us. We did have an older kind of fan club piece that we rolled out, but we wanted to make sure that we were rewarding fans just for the things that they were already doing and in a digital space. And so we rolled that out. You know, it rewards you for consuming content, social media activities, other pieces, but then you can reward those points for merchandise and tickets, experiences, what have you. But it was important for us to do that, to reward those again, how it fits into the, you know, the point I made earlier of does people can't always come to a game or to an event here at Lambeau Field. So how can we award, you know, those across the board, eventually with the goal of, you know, including something here on site that will also be a part of, you know, rewarding those for different purchases. But first of all, we wanted to make sure that it was totally free and anybody could participate, regardless of where they were around the United States.
That's awesome. And that means so much to fans. I don't think we realize it a lot of times working in sports, you know, what an autograph or a jersey or a football, what that could mean to a fan to actually not just receive the gift, but be acknowledged by their favorite team that that the team appreciates them for their support.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's very important to our organization, you know, not only rewarding that, but being involved in the community. It's such a you know, a high talked about piece, you know, in everything that we do. So it's been a great success for us. And, you know, we're just only looking to continue to grow it.
Right. You've also been working with us to innovate on the mobile food and beverage experience there at Lambeau this season. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, we, at the beginning of this year, this summer, I guess, for our first concert in the venue, we launched food and beverage. You know, Kevin Ely and his group with Inscam have been awesome. They created an awesome food and beverage product that made it really, really simple for, you know, us to launch. We were working with a vendor who was no longer going to be supporting their mobile app. So we, you know, transitioned it into the club app, and Inscam and, you know, specifically Kevin, you know, helped us really, you know, make it seamless for a fan. We're using it just as a small test piece in our club seating. So it's given us a good, you know, understanding of how it's being used in our venue, you know, with our specific demographic of fans that might not always have had smartphones in the past or might be slower to adapt. It's been a really positive, you know, experience for us thus far. And I'm sure we're going to continue to grow it. And outside of mobile ordering, we've been working with Kevin to kind of make an easier way to include concession stand menus into our interactive stadium map. So it's kind of taking another step farther from what we currently have just with the stadium map, but putting, you know, specific products directly into the search ability of the map. So you can go walk right up to a concession stand and already know what's available, and just trying to make it more of a seamless process from, you know, whatever level of the stadium you're on.
Sure. Absolutely. I probably should have asked this earlier when we were kind of talking about the UX, but you guys are also one of our power users for our cards platform. And for those listening who don't really know what a cards platform means, it's basically the ability through the CMS to kind of create different shapes and sizes of graphic buttons, if you will. We call them cards, and kind of reconfigure your app like you want, almost like building Lego blocks and kind of taking the different pieces of Lego blocks and building the app the way you want it to be. And you guys are one of those power users who really take advantage of that system to really tailor the user experience. Can you talk about kind of how you are doing that and how those cards fit into your mobile strategy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think cards is probably without a doubt one of the most underappreciated things that we probably use, you know, that Inscam has developed. You know, it's such an easy thing for us to use and customize, you know, kind of the whole look and feel or the operation of our app that doesn't require these big, you know, integrations or you know, different development times with YinzCam. I mean, when we have gotten more into the use of cards, we've really been able to customize things for, you know, in season or out of season specific, you know, events like the draft or just highlighting, you know, new key pieces like the rewards platform. And over probably the last maybe year, maybe just into the end of last season, we really taken the cards a step further. And not only, you know, YinzCam had given us the ability to customize the cards and layout within the app, but now we've automated some of that to create what we've called our game center on game day or surrounding a game day. And what we've done is split that game center up into three phases surrounding kickoff. So kind of like a pre-game version, an in-game version, and a post version. And what that has allowed us to do is highlight things like our stadium map or the carry-in policy, while also offering items to those who can't attend a game for things like the roster or stats or highlights. So it's made it this more automated, more, you know, personalized piece for our fans that allows us to get all the information we want out there and allows them to interact with our app over a longer period of time instead of, you know, just in the morning or just at night. It's giving this, you know, ability to live in the app for the entire game day.
Right. Yeah, that's really smart. And I think a lot of teams don't realize that they even necessarily can do it or what you can do with it. But obviously, it doesn't make sense to have a card promoting your interactive map, you know, after the game, be there front and center on the home screen, or to be promoting, you know, a promotion that has just expired during the game. A lot of teams still are setting cards up and just kind of leaving them. But I think if you are able to think about the schedule and think about what times you want to promote certain things and then take those down when it doesn't make sense to promote them and feature other areas, you're going to get a lot more engagement and use from the fans. So I think that's really smart. And hopefully other teams will, after listening to this, take a close look at your app and get some ideas from it, because I think you guys are doing a great job with that.
Yeah, I think when we probably first, you know, presented the idea to Priya, she probably looked at me and thought maybe I was a little crazy, but it's been an awesome way for us to, you know, feature other things that we've been wanting to work on, you know, with them or new features that pop up. So it's kind of taken, you know, especially around surrounding game day, it's taken that experience to a whole nother level than, you know, we probably would have predicted, you know, 2 years ago.
Right. Speaking of working on new things, what does the future for the Packers app hold? What are some of those cool new things you guys are working on with us right now?
Yeah, as a, you know, kind of as a phase two or next step of, you know, this game center with our different cards being automated, we've been really excited about working on this field tracker. It's kind of visualizing the game in app for those who might not be able to watch it or want to rewatch a play, you know, while the game is going on and know things, the statistics or just see exactly who caught it or who got the tackle on specific plays. But it's a visual representation that will be a part of our game center. And the game center already includes things like a countdown clock and a scoreboard and, you know, the automated cards, but now we're adding this other piece that's taking it up a whole nother level of, you know, if you can't go to the game, you know, you're sitting in a meeting on Sunday morning, or you're traveling and just can't catch it. This now will allow you to feel like you can watch the entire game. And we provided a few other little pieces to it, so it's, you know, a little bit more robust. But YinzCam and Priya's whole team is just an awesome job of kind of taking our crazy idea of, you know, we wanted to provide a visual representation of the game for those people who might not be able to watch it or want more in-depth, you know, information. And it's been an awesome process to work on it with, you know, the AR team. And I think it's really exciting for, you know, a club to be able to put this out to their fans and make it a part of, you know, that whole game day experience we've tried to present and continue to refine as we go forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, fans are going to love that. Obviously, this is the 10th anniversary of YinzCam. 10 years ago, there were no mobile apps. The Packers didn't have a mobile app. Any idea where you think mobile apps are going 10 years from now, 5 years from now? What does the future hold, you think, for mobile apps in this space?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's kind of the small pieces we're trying to do now of, you know, providing those unique personalized experiences. And, you know, I feel like we've made such big progress in these last 2 years, but, you know, all of this will be nothing compared to, you know, how much more personalized and how much more unique, you know, your app can be from my app, and based on, you know, not only what you're doing with it, where your location is. So I think it's only going to get more personalized and provide fans more tools to just follow their favorite team and engage, you know, not only with us or the venue or rewards, but just being able to really feel like you're a part of it and use it the same way you do a lot of our other apps, but making this a unique connection between, you know, your favorite team and coming to a game or not coming to a game.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, obviously apps are incredibly valuable and entertaining and fun for fans now, but I think it's only a matter of time, but before they're must haves, where you almost have to have the app to really fully experience what it's like to be a Packers fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want you to, you know, use the mobile ticketing and the features that we want to make this process easier for you. But we also want to offer you a lot of fun, different, unique things specifically to the Packers that make your fandom now not just sitting down to watch the game, but it's taking it all week, all season, yep, the full year, and really allowing you to feel like you're a part of it, regardless of, you know, your age or where you are.
Right. No question. Well, Matt, so thank you so much for taking the time for us today. Really appreciate you sharing all these insights. And I know a lot of teams that will listen will really find it valuable and learn some things. And I'm sure they'll be reaching out to you for more insight as well and more guidance from your perspective. But we really appreciate you joining us. And more than that, we really appreciate your support of Yinscam. I know Priya wanted me to pass along how much she enjoys working with you. And you joked that she looked at you like you were crazy, but I think she loves when you push us and challenge us with new ideas, because it makes us better, and it makes all of our teams better when teams come up with new creative ways to do things. So we love working with you and really appreciate your support through the years, and can't wait to see what's coming in the next few years.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're looking forward to continue to work with Yinscam on you know, these big adventures, and hopefully there's more to come.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll look forward to catching up with you, I'm sure, at the NFL Summit again this year, probably in the spring.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Matt. Talk soon.